I'm going to pray a prayer that I pray often. I've shared it with some of my sons who was around me at that moment I was sharing it. As a part, this type of prosperity does not come by earning it. It's a discerning prosperity. You have to have discernment to deal with the distraction and deceptions that it don't belong to you. They say, you know, the world system can have all they want, but when it comes to you as a Christian, you should just be happy. And so when you come to that discernment, you will quit trying to just earn it, what is already yours. And you'll find out the principles that I need to use to let it manifest in my life as my Father said. So in this prayer, I'll be reading this prayer because I want this prayer to be accurate. Lord, I thank you tonight for spiritual discernment in prosperity in my life, that it may become an asset to my family. Also, Lord, allow it to bring a contribution to the kingdom. Also, let information and revelation come to the saints through teaching. Let gifts be given to the saints through impartation. Let resources come to the church through equipping. Let discernment be turned on in the lives of your people through activation. I declare that the people of God will not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy, and they will sharply detect the wiles of darkness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles at Genesis chapter 1. I will give you the word that the Lord gave me prior to preaching. It addresses the message. It prepares you for the word of God. Living real, you can't live the real life of God without prosperity.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Because prosperity was designed for God's children. Amen. You write in your note, prosperity designed for me. Prosperity is allowing yourself to walk in the desired will of the Father. What? Let me say that again. Prosperity is allowing yourself to walk in the desired will of the Father.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, make up your mind that God can have his way in your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen. It will take only a few supernatural moments for the Holy Spirit to straighten this out. You heard that? A few supernatural moments for the Holy Spirit to straighten this out. This needs to be straightened out. So be willing and ready. We will see you at the top. This is what I want to tell you this morning. He wouldn't let me tell you, cross me up. Let there be light, enjoy the flight. It's a flight. It's almost unreal,
yes, sir,
to a religious mindset,
yes,
what God can do in your life. And then he said these words to me to add on to this afternoon. Evacuate. You know, get out.
Yes, sir.
The world way of living.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the world to see my way of living through you. And your holy life with prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Here in Genesis, we read on last night, we want to read it again, looking at this avenue of living this kingdom prosperity lifestyle, living in kingdom dominion prosperity. And so here in verse 26, and I got down through verse 31 tonight because there are so many things in there when I reread it to prepare for tonight. There are some major things I have to say to you. Dominion prosperity is supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It's divine. You can't earn it. You have to discern it. Yes, sir. So a lot of time we are trying to make it happen, but we have to let it happen.
Yes, sir.
And be known that it's not on the outside.
Yes, sir.
It's on the inside.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost changing scriptures because I know we read these scriptures last night. He talks about the Lord wants us to have dominion. He said dominion more than one time. He said multiply, be fruitful, subdue. Change it. Turn to Matthew chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
Let me get to these scriptures. I got so much. Turn to Matthew 6 and look at verse 10. I think this will build us up for the other instruction I got. And every now and then say hallelujah. Every now and then, say hallelujah. Don't just sit there, eat, and don't belch. Do something up in here. Don't do nothing. Just sit there eating all this good food and don't belch at all. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, notice it says, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I wonder if there are any prosperity in heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. What do you say the street paper what?
Gold.
See, now we didn't see that part. That thy will be done on earth as it is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And look, notice the 13th verse, the B part says, for thine is the kingdom. And you see, anything God won't make happen, the power and the glory can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So I release the power and the glory on your prosperity tonight. It will not be the same anymore.
Yes, sir.
You see, it will not be the same. And I want you to think about it, that the power and the glory of God is aiming to manifest my prosperity if I get out of the way with all my little ideals about how it should happen. All right? Now, take that further now. Look in Luke. Let's see, no. Look in Matthew 6:33 before we go to Luke because you're going to make Luke more vivid.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first, you'll probably quote that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Right.
Now, where are you looking for it at?
Wow.
Where are you seeking the kingdom at?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I had to read that before. I read in Luke. But I read in Luke. I want you to look in the 13th chapter of Matthew, the 11th and the 12th verse. And then we'll go to work. The 13th chapter. The 11th, and suppose we've been looking at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
You know, they won't call God the universe. God ain't no universe. God is God. You're trying to substitute a name for God. I know the universe understand. What universe? The universe don't understand nothing. It's the God of the universe. Now notice that Jesus taught the most powerful lesson, one of the most powerful lessons he taught. We talked on it in the first session, I believe, in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And it is so powerful. But you get down to this 11th and 12th verse, and he says in the 11th verse, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries, plural, of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given. Now, prosperity is a kingdom mystery. The type of prosperity, remember I said, all the characters in the Bible live on the inside of you? Every character, every prosperity lesson in the Bible, every prosperity ability that transpired in the Bible is in you?
Yes, sir.
Sure. You, what?
All of it.
Is on the inside, because see, Christ carried all.
Yes, sir.
And he lives on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And he wants you to let him express himself.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity is the expression of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's rich.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
One see you that should say, ooh, wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
With
yes,
the glory and the gold walking together.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, don't shun the gold, because you can't have abundant life down here without the gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it says in the 12th verse, for whosoever has, to him shall be given.
Yeah, yeah.
And he shall have what?
More abundance.
I'm not going to read the second part of that verse, because you've been there long enough. But just read the first part.
Yes, sir.
Don't even read the second. Stop reading. Don't read. Stop reading. Now, with that in mind, Luke 17:21 now. All of the prosperity you ever desired is sitting right on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
And anybody in here who tell me they don't want to be prosperous because they love God, just get out of my face and go talk to somebody else. That is the craziest, most asinine statement you can make. I just won't serve the Lord. The Lord, how you going to serve the Lord broke? How the gospel going to be preached?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You, if you know how much it cost Dan and I to fly,
yes, sir.
You would faint.
Yes,
to preach this gospel.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else flying to do something, go shake and dance and get half naked. Why we can't fly? So they're in Luke. Neither shall they say, lo here or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The prosperity of God, kingdom, dominion, prosperity is already in you, in Christ, in the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, in God, on the inside of you. And God wants his will to be done on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. On earth too.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, we watched last night, we watched Joseph in the 39th chapter of Genesis.
Yes, sir.
We watched nobody could stop him from prospering.
Yes,
see, when it's in you.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I'm about to say something else. Now, you're going to shout now. And you know it.
Yes, sir.
And you're not going to let the outside lie to you. The outside been lying to you. You've been prosperous a long time ago, but the manifestation had not come because you got to get it from the inside.
Yes, sir. More possible.
Yes, sir.
So I want to say right now, you go. Nobody under the sound of my voice tonight is broke.
Yes, sir.
You can't be broke with God on the inside of you. The kingdom on the inside of you. Silver and gold is on the, money is on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
My God. Yes, sir.
You had to be able to take revelation now. You see, you had to be take revelation out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. You got to see.
Yes.
You see, you can't use your natural eyes to see revelation.
Yes, sir.
You got to let the spiritual eyes that you have. You got them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See. But you're really not broke. Your wallet might tell you you're broke, and your bank account, but that's your fault.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You've been looking at them too long.
Yes, sir.
Stop letting them tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And from the inside,
yeah.
Start telling them what to do.
Yes, sir.
Be full.
Be full.
Run over.
Run over.
Come on.
Don't be scared to talk to them.
Yeah.
When they start talking to you, talk about bills. I'll talk back to you. Bills, you out of here. Yo, don't be welcoming them bills and sitting down talking with them.
Yes, sir.
Tell them, I want you out of here. I want you paid for. I got enough of this.
Yeah, I want you out of here.
Yes, sir.
sir.
Now remember, we're talking about living in kingdom dominion prosperity.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Kingdom dominion. But see, we find out it's from the inside, right? All right, sit down. Let's go to work. Now, with Joseph last night, we said nothing and no one can stop God's prosperous plan for you. And we saw it. We saw it. Didn't we see it? A slave knew he was rich. Yeah, he's still prosperous.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All the chains fall off of your finances tonight. Every chain of bondage that's been holding you any kind of way in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost must be destroyed tonight.
Yes, sir.
There's a spiritual anointing for that, man.
Yes, sir.
There's an anointing for that. I know personally there's an anointing that will destroy every financial chain.
Yes, sir.
Will y'all receive it tonight?
Yes, sir.
I impart that anointing to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Doors will come off the hinge for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, possible.
Because you're walking in, you're going to walk in a different anointing.
Yes,
sir.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We also talk about it doesn't matter how things look now. Remember, Isaac was in that famine last night?
Right, yes, sir.
And what he did, he sold that seed. He became the richest man in the city. And I want you to know the town council couldn't handle it. The mayor and the people couldn't handle it. They actually believed. Because God was looking too big for them. And then you want to talk about money. Lord, I'll talk about it in a few minutes. Let me find it here. I want to talk about money because I want to talk about some things that you need to know that we need to understand happen. Money, turn to Matthew's 26, money against the gospel.
Come on, teach that, Father.
The gospel got to have some money.
Yes.
Because there is money right now. There was money. There is money that is against the gospel because it's in the wrong people's hands. And they want shine and sham, but they want the church to stay quiet. We got to preach Jesus Christ. That's why in the last, 12, 13 months, 9,000, almost 10,000 people got born again because the church outside the wall preaching the kingdom of God. Men, today, men and women got them saved left and right. How many, what the number is now? Left and right, getting people saved. How many got saved this week? How many got saved last week? Tell me something. We need money to do that.
Yes, sir.
Now notice this in Matthew 26:14. Money against the gospel.
Yes, sir.
That's why Satan don't want us to have no money, because we in this world you're gonna need money to function. You need prayer, you need praise, you need worship, you need meditation, and then
sir.
Now, many in the church don't understand that. See, now the glory gonna hit again here tonight. I feel it already. It's in the atmosphere. Many don't understand that. They don't understand why we need to operate in money, plenty of money. I think it was Zechariah in that first chapter where he started talking about he prospered his saint. So that his gospel, so his word can go forward. His cities can be built.
Yep.
Notice this now. I didn't want him first. Oh, Judas. Go to the 28th chapter. Is that the 28th chapter? I think the 12. Look at the 12 verse. Matthew 28:12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Belch every now and then. Oh, look at this.
Yes, sir.
Look at this. Y'all trying to give a little money. You can't give large unless you have large.
Yes, sir.
So I declare large money coming to you. Large money coming to me now. Got it. Got it. I'm not scared of large money. You scared of large money? Huh? I'm through with little money.
Yes, sir.
What kind of money coming to me now? Large money coming to me now. Because if the world can have large money, and I got the Lord of Lords and King of Kings living on the inside of me, I can have more than them.
Yes, sir.
Say it again. Large money.
Large money.
Coming to me now.
Coming to me now.
I'll be able to write a book on it. That sounds good. Large money. Look, now look what they did. Look what they did now. Sit down. Belch. And when they were assembled with the elders, this after Jesus' resurrection, they didn't want to be known the same way they don't want to be known now. And had taken counsel, they give large money unto the soldiers. Go to the next verse. Come on, I want you to see the whole thing. Saying, say ye, he didn't rise. His disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. What did he give him the lie with? Money. Go to the next verse. I want you to see that. That's why we got to have large money.
Yes, sir.
And if this come to the governor, we will persuade him and secure him with money. See, people who are not hooked up with God can be bought with money to say anything, change anything, because money run this world. And we got to have some of it because God won't run it. And when we get it, God start running it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then you got Judas. I don't even read about him. Judas, he sold it, you know. This girl gave a big gift. She poured that oil on the Lord. And then Judas, he sold him for 30 pieces of silver, I think. All right? Sit down. Let me go with it now. I'm not going to be long tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ruth. Turn the book of Ruth, the first chapter, 14 verse. She would not turn her prosperity connection loose.
Yes, sir.
She saw the other girl walk away, but something constrained her to stay. You got to stay where God plants you. You don't know what God got in store for you. Don't walk away before it arrives. That God dropped her anchor in her prosperity.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
She would not turn her prosperity connection loose. She became one of the richest women in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
From zero, from zap. Just because of connection. She wouldn't turn Naomi loose. Where you go, I go. Where you die, I die. Your people gonna be my people. Look at 14. Look at that 14 boys. And they lifted up their voice and wept again and offer kiss her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Keep going. Look at this. I want you to see this. Go to 15 boys. Let me see. Oh my goodness. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people. Bye. That's what you got to do when God pranks you somewhere and somebody said, leave. See you, man.
Yeah.
See you, girl.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God ain't told me nothing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, don't be calling me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Don't be calling me and telling me why you left.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'm connected. Go where you want to go. Yeah. I'm connected. I'm going to stay in the flow.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And she said, behold, my sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Look at the next verse. Go to the next verse, man. Y'all watching it? Go to the next verse. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from... Now, she don't know nothing. All she knows, she connected. All she know, God told her to stay. She don't know nothing. Boy ass nowhere on the scene. But God had him set at a certain spot.
Yes.
If you stay faithful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Wow. Try to get it. Ruth said, Don't treat me to leave or to return from falling after thee. Mm-hmm. What?
Yes, sir.
From falling after thee?
Yeah.
She followed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
She kept on following.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can go Baptist on you right now. She, but I'm not. Oh, my goodness, it's coming up. She kept following.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, she kept following after thee. For what thou goest,
I will go.
Yeah. And what thou lodgest,
I will lodge.
Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And Naomi saw she was real.
Yes, sir.
So she couldn't talk out of it. You read the scripture. She said, I'm just going to leave you alone. Let you come on. I don't have nothing. Yes. But she was connected.
Yes. Right.
Now, I want to show you another verse. Yes. I'll give you this verse. This verse is 14 through 18. Yes, what we're talking about is she would not turn her prosperity connection loose. That's Ruth 1, 14 through 18, because I'm not reading all the verses.
Yes, sir.
I want to go to chapter 4 of that same opening and look at verse 13. 4 and 13 now. Watch what happened. Went through all that. Watch what happened now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
If she had not stuck with it, this voice would never have been in the Bible. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Whew. Go to the 14th verse. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that this name may be famous in Israel. Go to the next verse.
Yes, sir.
And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine own age, of thy old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons have borne thee. Go to the next verse.
Yes, sir.
Go to 16. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became a nurse unto it. Now, one more verse, verse 17. And the woman, her neighborhood gave a name, saying, there's a son born to Naomi. They called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse. Now, the Bible says, you can find it in the book of Ruth, that Boaz was a very wealthy man. And that woman got a chance to come from a maid to a master wife. Because she stuck with her connection. Connection are for a reason. She would not turn her prosperity connection loose. You got that? Now, let's go to 1 Kings 10. 1 Kings 10. One of my favorite. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite. Because I know how to find out how you got there. See, that's what you got to know. Find out. You see a person, and especially the person willing to spend time with you.
Yes.
Well, you kind of peck at it. You know, you just ask a question every now and then. I want you to put this in your note. Find out constantly about God's prosperity for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Find out how that prosperity worked. Here, I always love this story. The Queen of Sheba visited Solomon. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train. She wasn't a broke woman.
Right.
Wonder how she got like that. By what she's doing right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Inquiring.
Yes, sir.
See, she wasn't rich as Solomon.
Right.
So she knew he knew something she didn't know.
Right. Yes, sir.
And she came to Jerusalem with a great train with camels that bear spice and very much gold and precious stone. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. See, when a person is in a certain position, if they see a person that is really hungry and really asking questions, they will feed them. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. He told her everything. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, see, some people just want to stick with the wisdom. The queen was seeing more than that.
Yes,
and if you've got all that wisdom, you ought to have a house.
Right.
And the house that he had built, listen with me a few minutes. And the meat of his table, and the setting of his servant, and the attendant of his minister. Now, you know I'm going to have to say something at the next statement.
Yes, sir.
And their apparel. And his cupbearers. And his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. That was, she fanned it.
Yes, sir.
There was no more spirit in her.
Yes.
I pray God that from this week, you get a prosperity anointing on you to cause prosperity to come upon you to make your family faint. Make your enemy faint. And make the devil himself faint. Prosperity is part of God's glory. Where God's glory is, there's silver and gold and plenty.
Yes, sir. Plenty.
The real glory.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about the smoke glory.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the glory of God. Glory. The glory of God is the manifested presence of God himself.
Yes,
and God is not cheap.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say he's well able.
Yes, sir.
You know he's well able.
Yes, sir.
If we notice this now, I want to read some more about this woman because she did something. After all she seen. Verse 6. And she said to the king, it was the true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, she said, they ain't brought me all the truth. The half was not told me thy wisdom, and I'm glad God put this in the Bible, and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard.
Yeah.
I'm glad he put the prosperity in there. But somebody would say, oh, he just was wise.
Yeah, right.
Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servant.
Yeah.
Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he said. Which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And look what she did now, verse 10. She gave the king 100. No, that all that man got? Don't give him nothing. This, he should, you know what I'm saying? He did give her some on the end, but she should give it.
Right.
She gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stone. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon.
Oh, wow.
Find out constantly about prosperity for yourself. Now, where are we going now? Well, I better go somewhere else before I go here. Because I'll be on my clothes on this one. Belch.
Hallelujah.
I know what's going down in you, baby. Yeah, it should shake some up every now and then, you know. Glory to God. Let's go. I'm going to skip one because I'm going to come back to that one. It takes godly wisdom to live in godly prosperity. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. It takes godly wisdom to live in godly prosperity. I just watched this afternoon, 8 professional basketball players, football players, 2 years after they retired, they were broke. One of them made 100-something million, just broke because they didn't have the wisdom. And one of them took care of 30 of their family members, bought them cars and all that.
Yes, sir.
And you get plenty of money here, but you gotta know. Yeah. I've got a few calls in my life. I said, no, I got the money, but I ain't give it to you.
Yes,
go get a job. Yeah, never been to my church.
Yeah.
Now you gonna call me about your house note?
Yeah.
I hope they take it.
Yes, sir.
So you can learn some sense.
Yes, sir.
You got it right there for you. You got inside information that because you in the family. That's all I'm saying. You in the family.
Right.
You got assets to me.
Yes, sir.
And you don't respect me. And you don't call me and ask me for some money. No, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I didn't say, no, I got something going on. I said, no. No, I got it. But no, I ain't getting you nothing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, bye.
See, you can't mess around with the ignorant too long because they get on you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You can't hang around ignorant folks too long because you become ignorant like them.
Yeah.
I talk fast to ignorant folks. When I find out you're ignorant, I don't know. All right.
Yes, sir. Oh, my
goodness. Good. Come on, Apostle. Ecclesiastes 7:10, look. Say not thou, what is the call that the former days was better than these? For thou does not inquire wisely concerning this. Go to the next verse. Watch this. Watch this 11th verse. Wisdom is good with an inheritance.
Come on.
And by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Go to the next verse. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
For wisdom is a defense.
Yes.
See it?
Yes, sir.
And what else? Money. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it.
Yeah.
See, yeah, because you see, money can burden you down.
Yes, sir. Right.
If you're scared to lose it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
You got to be detached from money.
Yes, sir.
And no money under your charge.
Yeah.
You're not on the money charge.
Yes, sir.
See, when you get plenty of money, you can't stay up all night and worry about where the money at.
Right.
Yes, forget about the money. Go to sleep.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Money couldn't leave me if it wanted to. Because I have the wisdom and the discernment and the connection with the Holy Spirit, with God, to know what leave here doubly.
Yep.
Go to another verse there. I want to go to 13th verse. And then we'll see. Consider the work of God Who can make that straight, what he had made crooked? And then the 14th verse, then I'm going to take it to the one I want to take it to close out tonight. Go to the 14th verse. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Whether you know it or not, up in this prosperity revival, I was talking to my wife, I don't know what, nowhere I know, I never heard of nobody having no prosperity revival. I've been having them 23 years because of my assignment.
Yes, sir.
And you're in the midst of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
So when you're in the midst of prosperity, the Bible says, look what it said, what the Bible say? What y'all doing now? If y'all can't follow that instruction, how you gonna follow money instruction? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. I told you, you already prospered. I told you, money don't determine whether you prosper or not. You determine what money gonna do. Money don't determine what you gonna do.
Yes, sir.
Now go ahead and rejoice. I know how to do this. How would you act? All your bills paid. You got overflow in your checking account, in your banking account. How would you cut up if supernatural debt kept? What would you do? How would you dance? How would you shout? Here's what I'm hearing from the Spirit. Here's what I'm hearing from the Spirit. I dare you to shout one more time. Let me close tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Shout like you believe it. Hallelujah. Wow, the Jericho are coming down around your finances. Lord God. Now, I want to read this with you. I might just read it with you. I don't know how far we're going to get, but I just read it with you. Yeah, daughter. Out of debt. Come on, shout. What? How paid for? How paid for? She out of debt. Paid for. Somebody got to rejoice with him. Rejoice with him. Paying attention. You never know. Paying attention. How quiet she walk around you. Paying attention. That's what it takes. Paying attention. I love you too.
I'm not leaving
here. You're not leaving. The $300 check. And I'm not leaving here. Otherwise, you can't run me away from here. That's a good testimony. That's a good, this is quiet. You don't even know it's happening. Just quiet. Now, I just want to read God's prosperity plan for you. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. I want you to be in there with me as we read it. God's prosperity plan. God got a plan for you. And he said over and over what he's going to do with your life. If I keep talking, you ought to catch where I'm going. He got a prosperity plan that is out of this world.
Yes, sir.
And he tell you what to do to activate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We about to activate it. Child, we about to activate this thing up in here tonight.
Yes,
sir. Deuteronomy chapter 28. God has a financial plan that blessing gonna run you over and overtake you.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hear in the spirit God giving tonight now.
Yeah.
This is God's prosperity plan for you to have kingdom dominion prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Look what he says. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Just stretch the side over here. They ain't heard nothing. And it shall come to pass. I want you to dance a little bit with this chant. This is my night. Let the spirit get on you. This is my night. Don't let nobody else dance for you now. You got to dance yourself. And I just try to follow it. Listen. I just try to follow the Holy Spirit instruction. Sometimes the Holy Spirit instruction. Now, watch him say. With all respect, it's weird.
Yes, sir.
But you got to follow him because it's not weird, you weird. Because you're not understanding what he's trying to do. He's trying to get past you. Past your natural mind. And let you know you're not just in a church service. Things are happening to you right now. I feel anointed. You don't have to be hard to feel anointed. I feel anointed. Or going all down my, I feel anointed.
Yes,
I feel his presence.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a great preacher to get in God's presence. You don't have to have a great outline.
Yes, sir.
No. Just obey him, whatever he tell you to say.
Yes.
When God, this is your night. And when God said, and it shall come to pass.
Yes.
Listen to what else he said. If you team up with me properly. Let's read. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this night, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. You see me pausing. I'm trying to find out, can I say something?
Hallelujah.
That's what he did with this church.
Yes, sir.
Down here, nowhere.
Yes, sir.
But by obeying him,
yes,
he began to set things up.
Yes, sir.
You don't supposed to have no jet in here.
Right.
Down here in Darrow, all these woods and cows and baboons running around.
Yes, sir.
You don't supposed to be the first one in ministry who flew a Falcon 900.
Yes,
of all the ministers. You don't supposed to be the first one.
Right.
Yes. 9 years ahead of everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, this is a word. I heard this word. It's in your driveway. That's what I heard. I ain't coming up with that. It's in your driveway. That's what I heard. Whoever he talked to, I don't know. But I tell you what, I wouldn't let nobody else shout by themselves. Blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed should I be in the city, and blessed should I be in the field. Thank God for the field. Blessed should be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flock of thy sheep. Come on, now with me now. Fifth verse. Blessed should be thy basket and thy store. Verse 6, come on now, let me read. Come on. Bring the money. Verse 6, we had verse 6.
Yes, sir. In my driveway.
In your driveway. They know how to do it. Yes, I'm on 24 hours a day in their house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That ain't connected.
Yes, sir.
And it is paying off.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep, yep.
Anytime you remodel your house and put $130,000, just get some more little zincs and stuff, $130,000. Yeah. And my daughter walk up in and shout at me. My daughter said, my house paid for.
That's what
I ain't know that.
Yes, sir.
My house paid for. And then she said, all them credit cards, they paid for. Jesus Christ, I won't run myself up in here. And where's that young doctor who became a nutritionist? Where are you? Bless you, child.
Yes.
What would you call it? What'd you call it, Dan?
Natural doctor as well.
Medical doctor, but she heard, I went to their church, and she heard my preaching, and she went into a nutritionist aspect of her. She can tell her people how not just to take medicine. That blessed me because, I had to walk on some demon, not fight. I don't fight demon. I had to walk on plenty of demon when I try to tell people,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you sow your help.
Yes, sir.
Sow your help.
Yes, sir.
Sow. Yes, sir. See, people get quiet when you.
Come on, sow. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
That's something I won't get to. Yeah, I got 9 minutes. I'm so the clock on, man. That's not really true. Verse 6. Better should I be when thou cometh in, and better should I be everywhere you go, man.
Everywhere I go.
The Lord shall call thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and when God get through with them, they're going to feast thee 7 ways. Watch it. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy, that's a certain place I'm going to get to, that God giveth thee. Verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his way. Now look at verse 10. Look at verse 10.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Look what he's saying now. Read that verse right. And all people to earth shall what?
See.
How they gonna see? How they gonna see? You're gonna have to have manifestation, demonstration. And all the people shall see that thou call by the name of the Lord, they shall be afraid of thee. What's she doing? What are you doing? Come on, son. What are you doing? Yes, sir. I love you too. $500 check. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good. I'm in verse 11. I'm closing. In the fruit of thy body. And the fruit of thy cattle. And the fruit of thy ground. In the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tonight. Tonight. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in season, to bless the work of thine hand, and thou shalt, lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. You're going to have so much you're going to need to borrow no more. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and do them. Make me the lender, cancel all your debt. You bless everywhere you go. Who got it? So we're talking about, I want to repeat it one more time. Living in kingdom dominion prosperity. Say it. Living in kingdom dominion prosperity. In Genesis, he said we were supposed to dominate.
Yes, sir.
You cannot dominate in this earth without money.
No way. No way.
Yes, sir.
You see? Because money will block you. If you don't have it,
Yes.
with money. That's why they try to block saying that Jesus rose from the dead
right.
with money.
Yes, sir.
You got to be more powerful than that.
Yes, sir.
And they'll believe that the remnant of God's children going to have plenty of money.
Yes,
and not just for the money. I want to please God.
Yes,
I want him to have his way down here. I want him, somebody get contrary to the gospel. I want to get my lawyer to call him and buy the place.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And we go in that sand play and sing, Amazing Grace. See, they got to know we here.
Yes, sir. Huh?
Yes,
sir.
But y'all ain't cut up enough, though. Y'all ain't cut up enough. All that. They got to know we here. Force that lazy body to do something. Force that lazy body to do something here. That's why you're broke, you won't do nothing. Force that lazy body to do something. That's why you're broke, you won't make a move. Force that lazy body to do something. Force it to do something. Praise God. Don't let football people outshout you. Don't let basketball people outshout you. Shout because God has given you the victory right now. The glory of God is all over this place. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody that didn't move ain't going to get a quarter. Because y'all got, she just told you not to know how to follow instructions.
Yes, sir.
See, we were shouting financial debt walls down. See, fake prosperity, fake prosperity will fool you like you're prosperous because you got three neckties.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about no three neckties. I've been had three neckties.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I talk about material things. You need to talk about them.
That's right.
Because that's what the world flinging in our face.
Yeah,
right. Our God can't do this. Y'all go to y'all little church and sing them a few songs.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm going to give you one more chance. Well, I see somebody not moving in here. I'm taking all my anointing off them. No, that's right. Yes, I got a right to do that.
Yes, sir.
Because God just told me, said you got to follow orders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, one more time. Praise God because you're out of debt and you got all your needs met. Leroy Journey gonna come. Look, here it is. I want you to hear this. They can look at this moment and call us crazy, but tell them keep looking till next year. I'll show you manifestation and demonstration. Are headed your way. I trust him who sent me.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't have to see it all.
Yes, sir.
I trust him. I see it in another realm.
Yes, sir.
The way y'all been, man, shout one more time. Let me say this to you. What I heard. So we're going to shout a little more in a few minutes. You just got the door crack open.
Yes, sir.
So shout a little more to get it wide open.
Yeah!